भागवतम कैंटो वन चैप्टर 13 टेक्स्ट वन चैप्टर एंटाइटल धृतराष्ट्र फिट्स होम। सूत उवाच विदूरस्तीर्थयात्रायां मैत्रेयादात्मनो गतिं ज्ञात्वा गाधास्तिना पूरं तयावाप्तविवित्सितः। Sutta Goswami is continuing the narration. This is Naimisharanya. And what does he describe? Vidurastirtha Yatrayam. So the Bhagavatam's overall mood is the mood of separation from Krishna, love, devotion amidst separation. And thus, its focus is on the devotees, to describe how exalted they are, and then describe their separation from the Lord. So Vidurastirtha Yatrayam. So Vidura, he went on a Tirtha Yatra and he's come back. So the incident that happened over here, they are of great souls of devotees who are, so Krishna is not present directly, but the actions of Krishna's devotees are talked about in these chapters. Vidura has come back. Maitreya Adatmano Gatim. After being instructed by Maitreya, Atmano Gatim. He had understood the nature and the destination of the self from Maitreya. The conversation between Maitreya and Vidura will be described later in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, especially. Vidura Maitreya's Samvad is actually an elaborate conversation which goes on between the third and the fourth cantos. It's a fairly long conversation which has references to other big conversations also. But here, Vidura was already a very wise person, and after discussing with Maitreya, after living a life of detachment and renunciation, Vidura then has now come back. After learning about the self more and more, after deepening his realization and wisdom, he came back. Agad Hastinapuram, Hastinapuram. After coming back to Hastinapuram, what happened? Tayavapta vivichate. Avapta means sufficiently, he had gained enough, vitsitai, well-versed. So he had learned sufficiently, now he had a mission. His mission will soon become apparent when he starts talking with his brother, Dhritarashtra, who has been very attached throughout his life, and to rescue Dhritarashtra, Vidura is going to speak some strong words, and those will be described. So he himself had got deepened knowledge of the self, and he was going to share that knowledge with Dhritarashtra. So he came back for that purpose. Text 2. Yavatah Kritavan Prashnan Shatta Kaushar अवाग्रतः जातैक भक्तिर गोविंदे तेभ्यश्चोपर रामः। So now before Vidura's entry into Hastinapur, it is mentioned that he came to Hastinapur, but there's a brief flashback describing what happened before. It was mentioned in the previous text that he had learned sufficiently from Maitreya. So what exactly had happened? Yavatah Krishnan Kritavan Prashnan. So he asked many questions. Prashnan Kshatta. So Bhagavatam often uses multiple names to refer to its characters. And the characters also have different names, and that just adds to the variety, which also is, which I would say, is the spice of life. And also sometimes is used to to highlight the poetic attributes of the Bhagavatam. So Vidura and Maitreya, they are two names, but now when both of them are referred to then with the name starting from Ka, then there is that alliteration that happens, and that is a feature of poetry. So Shatta refers to Vidura, and Kausharava refers is a name of Maitreya.
कौशारवा। सो जाते ही कभक्तिर गोविंदे, सो जाते ही कभक्तिर गोविंदे। जात मीन्स टू टेक बर्थ और टू ग्रो फॉरवर्ड। एक अंटू दैट वन पॉइंटेड अंटू दैट वन लॉर्ड अंटू हिम वन पॉइंटेड डिवोशन अवेकन भक्तिर गोविंदे, भक्ति अंटू गोविंदा वॉज अवेकन। तेभ्य चोपर राम तेभ्य having after asking many such question, upararam means to stop her in the past. So in the past he had asked lots of questions to Maitreya, and he had learned abundantly from him. And then once he had been endowed, enriched with wisdom, then upararam her, he ceased asking questions anymore. Bhagavatam 113.3 Tam bandhum agatam drishtva dharma putra saha anujah dhritrashtro yutsushcha sutah sharadvatah pratha. Here how Vidura returned back to Yudhishthira's kingdom to rescue Dhritarashtra from the darkness of ignorance and attachment is being described. That is the theme of this chapter. Tam bandhum agatam. On seeing that his bandhu, a relative, had come back, the word Bhratra refers to brother. Bandhu can refer to brother sometimes, but generically it refers to relative. So when he saw his relative, Vidura's uncle, Tam bandhum agatam drishtva, on seeing this, Dharmaputra sahanujaha. Dharmaputra, Yudhishthira along with sahanujaha, his younger brothers, Bhima, Arjuna, Nakula, Sahadev, Dhritarashtra, Yudhishthira, they are who all came to welcome him, who all were delighted on seeing him. That list is being described over here. So Dhritarashtra, Yuyutsushya, Dhritarashtra was there, and Yuyutsu, as we mentioned earlier, was the son of Dhritarashtra through a maid servant. Yuyutsushya, Sutah Sharadvatah Pratha. Sutah, the word Suta can sometimes refer to the son, but Suta, like Yashoda Suta, we can say. But Suta can also refer to the charioteer or in general an assistant. So in this particular context, it refers to Sanjaya, who was Suta, who was the assistant of Yudhishthira. Sanjaya was also there, delighted to see Vidura coming back. Saradvataha refers to Krupacharya. And Pratha is Kunti. So it was like a big joint family that was there to welcome him, welcome Pariksha, welcome Vidura when he returned. Gandhari, Draupadi, Brahman, Subhadra, Chotara, Krupi, Anyascha, Jamaya, Pandor, Gyataya, Sasutaha, Striya. So, further list is given. There was Gandhari, Draupadi, they were also there. Brahman, Suta Goswami is referring to the Brahmanas. Subhadra, Chotara, Krupi. Krupi is the wife of Krupacharya. Subhadra is the second wife of Arjuna, as has been talked about repeatedly before. Chottara, of course, Uttara has been mentioned quite often in the previous chapters as the mother of Parikshit, wife of Abhimanyu. And further, Anyascha Gyataya Pandor. Anyascha Jamaya Pandor. Gyataya words come later. Gyataya is here. Jamaya is there. Jamaya is the wives of the other family members were there. So earlier, it mostly in the previous verse, the males were mentioned. Now the females are being mentioned. It mentioned that other female, other wives also were there. Gyatayaha sasutaha. Gyatayaha means family members. And then sasutaha with their children. Striyaha, the ladies and the sons were there. So basically, he returned at a time when the whole family was there to meet him. And text 5. Pratyujagmuh praharshena pranam tanva ivagatam abhisangamya vidhivat parishvan gabhivat vadinahai. So pratyujagmuh, they all went towards him. Pratyujagmuh, towards him they went. Praharshena, with delight, with joy. Pranam tanva ivagatam. It is as if agatam, what had come, or we could say come back. It is as if life had come back to their tanva, to their body. So, abhisangamya vidhivat. Abhisangam means to go towards him. Vidhivat, and as was appropriate according to the etiquette. Parishvanga bhivadinavadanai. Parishvanga, that means some people embraced, some people offered obeisances. Abhivadanai. Now, Vidura was among the eldest members in the family. Dhritarashtra himself was elderly now. And Bhishma, of course, had been older to all of them, but Bhishma was no longer there. So, most of the people in the family now were younger to Vidura, except for probably Dhritarashtra and maybe Gandhari, and of course Krupacharya. So, everybody, as is appropriate, they all went forward towards meeting him, to embracing him, offering obeisances to him. And there had been many separations, often painful separations, because the most of the relatives of the Pandavas and the Kauravas had been killed in the war, and the last time the Pandavas had met Vidura had been a very long time ago. If we see that way, the Pandavas saw Vidura directly at the time of the gambling match. After that, they were 13-year exile. There is no record of Vidura going out to meet the Pandavas during that 12-year exile. Although once he also left, and he went because Dhritarashtra was very up. Dhritarashtra felt that Vidura was partial, and Dhritarashtra actually drew Vidura away. But then Dhritarashtra sent Sanjaya and called Vidura back. So that is the only record where Vidura went to meet the Pandavas. But after that, then there was the Agyatvas. After the war, so that time there was no chance of meeting. Even Vidura did not know where the Pandavas were. At least there is no public indication that he gave that he ever knew. And then the Pandavas never came to Hastinapur. They sent various representatives for negotiation. Drupada's Brahmin representative came, and then after that Krishna himself came. So, Vidura of course got to meet Krishna at that time. But he did not get to meet Yudhishthira and the Pandavas. So, that means after over a decade, but at least if not more, it was that the Pandavas were meeting Vidura. And it was extremely mortifying. For what had happened in between was extremely mortifying. Although they had eventually won the war, but the victory in the war had also come at a great cost, and therefore it was not really a jubilant celebration of victory that they could do. All the more so because their own sons had been brutally slaughtered while they were sleeping. So overall, there had not been many occasions for joy. So, when Bhishma Pitamaya departed, of course, now the news that Parikshit was going to be born, that was one occasion for celebration. And now when Vidura has come back, now when the at those times when people would go on pilgrimage, it would be very difficult to even know whether a person is alive or not, leave alone know where the person actually is. We see this in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not coming to know, at least from the external point of view, where he was performing the, he was acting like a human being. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not know where his own elder brother Vishwarupa had gone, and he kept traveling over South India, ostensibly using the reason of searching for him to go around South India. And eventually, when he found out that he had become Shankararanya Maharaj, he had taken sannyas, he had become a very great soul. But then, by the time he came to know all this, Shankararanya Maharaj had already departed from this world. So the point is, if someone we have not seen for a long time, and if that person we love a lot, and then after that, they're not knowing where they are, how they are, not even knowing whether they are alive or not, this causes a lot of uncertainty and anxiety. And then suddenly, after it all, when suddenly that person comes back, hale and hearty, then we feel joy. Oh, this is wonderful. So it's like life has come back from the dead. That's what happened to Vidura, because the Pandavas had always been very, very grateful to Vidura. He had soon become disillusioned by Duryodhana's arrogant ways, and he knew that Yudhishthira was a far better choice.
As a the successor on the Kuru throne, and when Duryodhana, Dhritarashtra duo had tried to sideline, persecute, assassinate the Pandavas, Vidura had protected them. So they are all delighted. And text 6, they are all delighted that Vidura has come back now. मुमुचुः प्रेम बाष्पौघम् विरहुकण्ठस्य कातरः राज आतम राह्यम चक्रे कृतासन परिग्रहम् मुमुचुः when they beheld him, प्रेम बाष्पौघम् that out of love tears came out from their eyes. विरहु कंठस्य कातरः विरह औत्कंठ. So separation and the anxiety born of separation. Normally, if somebody is far away from us, we would like to know how they are. And if there is no way to know how they are, then that causes far, much more anxiety. Kataraha. They were in distress, they were in fear because of the anxiety caused by separation. And now that anxiety had been relieved. Now the Pandavas were able to behold Vidura with them. Raja tam arahayam chakre. So, Raja, the king went and received him and offered him arahayam, chakre, offered him properly, krutasana parigraham, like properly made sitting arrangements for him. Please come, please have a seat. And he offered Vidura a respectable seat of honor. So, in this, even in intense emotions, it is not that etiquettes are forgotten. Or discarded temporarily, there's just overwhelming of emotion. There are tears, but immediately there is a remembrance, or there is a proper way to receive a guest. And immediately said, "Oh, please come, please sit. This is delightful." Text 7. Tam buktavantam vishrantam asinam sukhamasane prashravananto raja prahatesham cha shrunvatam. Tam bhuktvavantam. And afterwards, the king offered him lavish foodstuffs to eat. Now he knew that Vidura had been living the life of a mendicant. So in a forest, sometimes you get some fruits to eat. Sometimes one may not get fruits to eat. So the food which one gets is usually quite austere. So here, now that Vidura had come back, the Pandavas wanted to offer him lavish food. They offered it to him. And then Vishrantam, they said, please take rest. He must have come from a long, tiring journey. So they offered him facility to rest. And then after that, after he had rested adequately, then he came out again. And then they talked with him. So Yudhishthira spoke to him. And Yudhishthira was eager to hear from him. But normally when a loved one comes back to welcome them, one of the first things that is spoken is, you know, how deep is the affection between them. And if there are some memories of times when the affection has been very close, the affection has been very intimate, then expressing the memory of those times can become a very good starting point for launching a close and deep discussion. So now Yudhishthir will speak to Vidura and he will express his gratitude for all that Vidura has done for them. And that way he will make Vidura feel welcome, feel happy to be back, feel loved and cherished. Text 8. Yudhishthir vacha api samartho no yushmat paksha chaya samedhitan vipad ganad vishaknyader mochitayat samatrukaha. Api samartho no yushmat. Oh, do you remember? Is it within your memory, oh Vidura, that you have protected us? Paksha chaya samedhitan. Paksha chaya, just as a bird protects its babies when there is too much heat, there is too much cold, too much rains. At that time, a bird, to protect its young ones, spreads its wings. And the wings can act as umbrella, which shade the loved ones from the difficulties. So, that's how Sampatti was the forum. Jatayu was the younger brother. So, Sampatti protected Jatayu. When both of them were flying high up in the sky and trying to come close to the sun, and the sun's heat became unbearable, at that time Sampatti protected Jatayu with his wings. And it's amazing that both these are vultures, but both the vultures sacrificed their most precious possessions for someone else. Now Jatayu sacrificed his wings for, Sampatti sacrificed his wings for Jatayu. And Jatayu sacrificed his wings for Sita when he lost his wings during the fight with Jatayu. So, Paksha Chaya Samedhitan. Here it is said that with the wings, which are powerful means for flying as well as for extending himself, for protecting for a bird. So like that, O Vidura, you protected us. And now, what did he protect them from? Especially Vidura played a vital role when the Pandavas had been sent to Varnavart. At that time, Vidura, in a riddle spoken in one of the vernacular languages, at that time, he told Yudhishthir, who was also very clever and who got what was being said. Basically, the essence was that the house, you will be victims of arson. So be careful. And then Vidura also arranged for a digger who would dig a tunnel from their house to the forest underground, and they arranged for a boat also by which they could escape away from the arena of the forest fire. So Vidura had meticulous planning so that the Pandavas would be able to escape unscathed. So Paksha Chaya Samedhitan. Now, in one sense, these memories which Yudhishthira is expressing, they may cause some hurt to Dhritarashtra. Because after all the dangers which the Pandavas were suffering and the dangers from which Vidura had tried to protect them, were the dangers caused by Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana. It was primarily Duryodhana, but Dhritarashtra was a sanctioner, even if he was not always an active instigator. Now, the thing here is that Yudhishthira could have thought that, oh, this may hurt Dhritarashtra. If we remind of what his sons had done and what he had sanctioned. But sensitivity is good and it is required, definitely. But if gratitude requires, sometimes gratitude requires recollecting some sad facts, some distressing events in our life, then it is better to recollect them and thereby strengthen the feelings of gratitude rather than just try to blank out those facts and thus live on. Now, when some terrible things happen to us, we may feel, oh, I just want to forget this. I don't want to think about this ever again. This has been such a nightmarish period in my life. And at one level, our feeling like that is understandable. After all, who wants to remember distressing moments? But sometimes, you know, in the distressing moments, some of the deepest bonds can be formed. Because if we are going through intense difficulties, and if someone helps us at that time, then the deep gratitude that the deep connection that is formed over there, that can be very life-transforming, very heart-touching and consciousness elevating. Now, if we just blank out the dark period in our life, then we have to blank out the help that others have provided us during that period also. And that blanking out can be a loss. So, the purpose, if there has been a period in my life where one person has somehow hurt us and another person has helped us, now we don't have to deliberately remind the person who has hurt us of how much you hurt me. But if someone has helped us at that time, remembering that they have helped us, that is something which we should do, because that is what can bring two hearts very close to each other. So as sadhakas, we all have to battle against our anarthas. And one of the anarthas, forgetfulness, especially forgetting the good that others have done for us. So here, Yudhishthira is not thinking of the difficulties that they went through. You know, in spite of Vidura's help, still the Pandavas did have to go through a lot of difficulties. But Vidura, instead, Yudhishthira is not focusing on all the difficulties that they went through. But he's focusing on the fact that Vidura did so much to try to minimize their difficulties. And he saved their lives. So he gives a beautiful poetic metaphor that Paksha Chaya, that just as a bird protects its young ones and under its wings, similarly you protected us. And here Yudhishthira points also to the relationship that he sees with Vidura. Now Vidura is the closest that he ever came to a father figure. Especially once he lost Pandu. So Dhritarashtra, although Yudhishthira offered Dhritarashtra the respect worthy of a father, Dhritarashtra never treated the Pandavas like his sons. In fact, he did not even treat them like his nephews. Oh, he actually treated them in a very official and heartless way on many occasions. So the love of a father, the wisdom, the guidance, the protection, if the Pandavas got it, they got it from Vidura. And Vidura also took the responsibility. Samatrukaha. So Matrukaha means that one aspect of that can be that when they were saved from the house of lack, at that time Kunti was also there with them. But another thing is, when the Pandavas were exiled, at that time Vidura said that Kunti is now too old to go out in the forest with you. Let her stay with me. Now this was actually a great relief for Yudhishthira, because he and his brothers and their wife, they were still young and they could take the forest austerities, but Vidura could not. Sorry, with Kunti it would have been very difficult for her. Yudhishthira immediately consented to Vidura's plan, and as he's saying that, even in the Asat Sabha, even when Draupadi was dishonored, even the gambling match took place at that time, Vidura opposed to his fullest capacity, although of course he did not have any royal power. He tried to use his moral power, but Dhritarashtra was too blinded by his attachment to listen to any moral wisdom. But still, Vidura tried his best to minimize the problems that the Pandavas suffered, and he helped them as much as he could. And Dhritarashtra and Yudhishthira is remembering that, and he is, as it was mentioned in the previous text, that there are tears coming in his eyes, and he is now expressing his heart's gratitude to Vidura for all that Vidura has done for them. We'll continue this discussion in our future classes. Thank you.